Unit 7. Counteroffer. Basic expressions. Our counteroffer is as follows.
Our counteroffer is well-founded.
Your counteroffer is not up to the present market level.
Please make us your best possible counteroffer.
The price you offer is not in line with the prevailing market.
It's impossible for us to entertain your counteroffer.
I'm sorry. The difference between our price and your counteroffer is too wide.
This is our rock-bottom price. We can't make any further reduction.
How about meeting each other halfway?
If you accept our counteroffer, we'll advise our users to buy from you.
As a rule, the larger the order, the lower the price.
I appreciate your counteroffer, but find it too low to accept.
We ask for indulgence for 6 days to make a counteroffer.
We regret to note that you have turned down our counteroffer.
Conversations. Dialogue 1.
This is our rock-bottom price, Mr. Lee. We can't make any further concessions.
That's the case. There's not much point in further discussion. We might as well call the whole deal off.
What I mean is that we'll never be able to come down to your price. The gap is too great.
I think it unwise for either of us to insist on his own price. How about meeting each other halfway so that business can be concluded?
What is your proposal?
Your unit price is $100 higher than we can accept. When I suggested we meet each other halfway, I meant it literally.
Do you mean to suggest that we have to make further reduction of $50 in our price? That's impossible.
What would you suggest?
The best we can do will be a reduction of another $30. That'll definitely be rock bottom.
That still leaves a gap of $20 to be covered. Let's meet each other halfway once more. Then the gap will be closed and our business completed.
You certainly have a way of talking me into it. All right, let's meet halfway again.
I'm glad we've come to an agreement on price. We'll go on to the other terms and conditions at our next meeting.
Yes, there's one other point I wish to clear up.
What is it?
My friends in business circles all seem to be of the opinion that the U.S. import and export corporations have become more flexible in doing business recently.
Yes, they're right. In fact, we have either restored or adopted international practices in our foreign trade.
I'm glad to hear that. With a view to expanding and further enhancing the bilateral relations between our two parties, and in particular, exchanging timely views on specific problems in the execution and enforcement of contracts, is it possible for us to have a representative that could stay permanently in Washington, D.C.?
Basically speaking, yes. We welcome the establishment of representative offices by foreign companies in Washington, D.C. Of course, there are more details to be attended to. We cannot settle it in a few words.
Yes, of course. I'll call my home office tonight and let them know about it. When do we meet again?
How about tomorrow morning at 9?
Good. I'll come back tomorrow, and we can then discuss it more specifically.
Dialogue 2.
Mr. Brown, I'm anxious to know about your offer.
Well, we've been holding it for you, Mrs. Perlis. Here it is. 500 cases of black tea at 20 pounds per kilogram, CIF Liverpool. Shipment will be in July.
That's a high price. It'd be difficult for us to make any sales.
I'm rather surprised to hear you say that, Mrs. Perlis. You know the price of black tea has gone up since last year. Ours compares favorably with what you might get elsewhere.
I'm afraid I can't agree with you there. India has just come into the market with a lower price.
Ah, but everybody in the tea trade knows that U.S.'s black tea is of top quality. Considering the quality, I should say the price is reasonable.
No doubt yours is of high quality, but still, there is keen competition in the tea market. I understand some countries are actually lowering their prices.
So far, our commodities have stood the competition well. The very fact that other clients keep on buying speaks for itself. Few other teas can compare with ours, either for flavor or color.
But I believe we'll have a hard time convincing our clients at your price.
To be frank with you, if it weren't for our good relations, we wouldn't consider making you a firm offer at this price.
All right. In order to get the business, I accept.
I'm glad that we've settled the price.
Now about the quantity. You said you could offer me only 500 cases, which I think is not enough. Last year we sold 700 cases, and I'm sure I can do better this year. I hope you can offer me at least 800 cases.
Because of the rapid growth of both our domestic and foreign markets, our production hasn't been able to go forward at an equal pace with the demand. 500 cases are the best I can offer you at present.
I see. But if I don't take care of the supply of my market, my customers will naturally turn somewhere else for their needs.
Sorry, I don't think we can offer you more than 500 cases this year. As a matter of fact, We have made a special effort to get even these 500 cases for you.
All right. We'll take the 500 cases this time. But I do hope you can supply more next time.
We'll see if we can do better next year. Dialogue 3.
Mr. Brown, let's have your firm offer now.
Gladly. Here's our offer. 310 francs per ton, FOB Marseille. You will notice the quotation is much lower than current market price.
I'm afraid I disagree with you there. We have quotations from other sources, too. And, as you well know, we mainly rely on our own resources. Our own chemical industry has expanded rapidly. We import a certain amount of chemical fertilizer only when the price is reasonable.
Well then, what's your idea of a competitive price?
As we do business on the basis of mutual benefit, I suggest somewhere around 270 francs per metric ton FOB Marseille.
I'm sorry, the difference between our price and your counteroffer is too wide. It's impossible for us to entertain your counteroffer, I'm afraid.
Mr. Brown, you no doubt have wide contacts. I don't think I have to stress that our counteroffer is well-founded. It is in line with the international market.
I don't see how I can pull this business through, Mrs. Wang. Let's meet each other halfway. Mutual efforts would carry us a step forward.
Now, Mr. Brown, what we have given is a fair price.
Well, how's this? We accept your price, provided you take the quantity we offer.
I'm surprised, Mr. Brown. Wouldn't it be better to settle on the price first before going on to the quantity? If you accept our counteroffer, we advise our users to buy from you.
Then perhaps you could give me a rough idea of the amount needed?
It'll be somewhere around 50,000 tons.
All right, Mrs. Wang. As a token of friendship, we accept your counteroffer for ammonium sulfate for 50,000 tons at 270 French francs per metric ton FOB Marseille.
I'm glad we have brought this transaction to a successful conclusion.
I appreciate your efforts and cooperation and hope that this will be the forerunner of other transactions in future.
Thank you. We'll be waiting for your confirmation.
Substitution drills. 1. We're thinking of placing a large order with you.
I'm glad to hear that.
We're thinking of expanding into the Chinese market.
Good news. It means more business for us.
We're thinking of locating an agent in your area.
Please let us know if we may be of help. 2. How much are we expected to pay?
The lowest we can do is US$30 per dozen.
How much are you asking for that?
The lowest we can do is US$30 per dozen.
How much will you charge per dozen?
The lowest we can do is US$30 per dozen. 3. Could you bring your price down a little bit, say $28?
I don't think we can meet your expectations.
Could you cut the price down a little bit?
I don't think we can meet your request.
Could you reduce the price a little bit?
I don't think we can meet you on the price. 4. Have you taken into account the size of our order?
I wouldn't have quoted you such a price if it weren't for a large quantity.
Have you considered the quality of our goods?
We wouldn't have turned to you for an offer if it weren't for the good quality of your goods. 5. As a sign of our support to your efforts, we'll make a special reduction of 50 cents per dozen.
Frankly speaking, that's not good enough.
Considering our good relationship and future business, we give you a 3% commission.
I accept in order to get this transaction concluded. 6. You've raised the price. May I know what has caused the increase?
The cost of production has gone up.
You've increased the price. May I know why?
The prices of raw materials have been raised.
The price is higher. Could you give me the explanation?
The market is advancing. 7. As far as I know, the use of new materials could reduce unit cost by 10%.
I'm sorry. I can't agree with you there.
As far as I know, supply will soon exceed demand.
I'm sorry. We see things differently.
As far as I know, the price tends to go down.
I'm sorry. We don't see it that way.